1-800-656-9.
Land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the second hour on this Thursday, July 18th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I was sent this text message last night while I was watching the RNC convention, listening to J.D. Vance speak. It was pretty interesting because it is based on Bible scripture, certain concepts within the Bible. The blood on the right ear, Leviticus 8, 22 through 24, and 14, 28. Blood on the right ear serves as a visible mark of consecration, signifying that the person is dedicated to God's service, has been set apart for a specific purpose. This act represents a physical and spiritual transformation, preparing the individual for the sacred role they are about to perform. Here's a breakdown of the significance. The right ear. The right ear represents hearing and obedience to God. In ancient times, the right ear was considered the most important ear, as it was the ear that heard from God directly. Blood. Blood represents life, sacrifice, and atonement. In this context, the blood is a symbol of purification and consecration. Consecration means to set apart something or someone specifically for a purpose, making it holy and completely dedicated to God. In this case, the blood on the right ear signifies that the person is being set apart for a sacred task or role. Priestly consecration means, in Leviticus 8, the blood is applied to the right ear, as Aaron and his sons experienced, consecrating them as priests. This act set them apart to become mediators between God and the people. Purification. Leviticus 14. The blood is applied to the right ear of the person being cleansed, symbolizing their purification and restoration to their community. Donald Trump got this atonement this past Saturday in Butler, Pennsylvania. His immediate response, once he got back up on his feet, with blood on his face, cameras rolling, photographs being taken, what did he do? His right hand clenched in a fist, pumping to the crowd, saying the words, fight, fight, fight. That's what happened on Saturday. They talked about it last night. Let's see how Donald Trump responds with his speech tonight. Final night of the RNC convention. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, MAGA water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Life is a moment in space when the dream
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second segment of hour number two. Got about 12, 13 unread messages. Everybody asking for that text message scripture that I just read. I'll get it to you at the bottom of the hour break. One of my Christian actors that I follow on Twitter, on X, Kevin Sorbo. Trump's fist pump is being used as evidence of staging by the left because they don't know what courage is and strength. Claiming that the shooting of Donald Trump, him getting up with blood on his face, pumping his fist in the air, being defiant. They tried to take me out, but they didn't do it. Fight, fight, fight. Well, guess what? They don't understand the fight that's in this guy. They don't understand his love of our country. They don't understand what drives this put America first attitude. They don't get it. Why? Well, Donald Trump was a baby boomer. You have to understand that point. Born on Flag Day, June 14th, a national holiday, that was his birthday. The leadership that he learned when his father sent him to that military academy, even though he never served actually in the military, he learned leadership. His father, Fred Trump, became a multimillionaire building affordable housing for people in the state of New York. It was Donald Trump that took the Trump money into Manhattan to do large-scale commercial real estate. Donald did not want to build houses. He wanted to build skyscrapers. Trump Tower today, still fully occupied. One of the most lucrative commercial buildings in Manhattan is Trump Tower. The golf courses, the other businesses that he's been involved in. You see, the thing of it is, they don't understand, is that he's now 100% going after the working class. The farmers. The people that get up every single day and go to work. And when they get home, they have to take a shower. Those are the working people in this country. And the thing of it is, you have to understand, it's resonating. The economy is still the number one issue on everybody's mind. The inflation that we've had to pay on gasoline, diesel, energy, electricity for our homes, food costs, all the things that we've had to spend more money on because of Biden economics. It's definitely affecting people. And you know the world's famous question they always ask, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? What person is going to say yes to that question? The common man can't say yes to it. The common woman, the family. It's not going to happen. That's why they're going to have to absolutely change their nominee. Without a doubt, they are going to have to get rid of Biden some way, somehow. Get him off the ticket. That process, who knows what their plans are. Frankly, I don't think it matters. I don't think them removing Biden and putting another candidate is going to work, especially if it's Harris. Donald Trump debating Kamala Harris. I would pay to see that. But we'll see. Now, one other thing that's very interesting, I was looking at MERS, News Service, and other polls, other things that are happening. 10 House Democrats that are potentially in trouble. Kind of interesting how they broke this down. I don't agree with all of it, but it's very, very interesting. These are people currently in Lansing as state representatives. Well, number one biggest state representative in trouble they list is Neil Friske. If news of last month's arrest wasn't enough, West Michigan politics blogger, employee actually for John Yab, Strategic National, had more embarrassing details about Friske's sexual misadventures. And that may not be the last of it if Lansing prosecutors pull the trigger on criminal charges. You see all the innuendo there, folks? If they pull the trigger on criminal charges, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. They don't have a case. Then they go on to mention Friske's alliance with former chairwoman Christina Caramo and the ultra Make America Great Again that he was associated with. Additionally, his opponent got the endorsement of the Michigan Farm Bureau last month, not Friske. Flyer just went out from the Charlevoix County Farm Bureau. They endorsed Neil Friske, not his opponent. So here's the other interesting dynamic to this. A lot of people in the 107th are seeing what they did to Neil Friske very similarly to what they did to Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is soaring in the polls right now. I believe Neil Friske is going to beat his opponent on August 6th, and their number one listing here, according to MERS News Service, I think they're going to be wrong. Next two races are Democrats. State Representative Mike McFaul, Democrat of Hazel Park. Had this primary happened 15 years ago, Jim Fouts, Warren's longest-serving mayor, would have smoked McPhail. But in 2024, it's no longer a sure bet. Evidently, the primary could remove this Democrat. Another race, number three, State Representative Regina Weiss of Oak Park. No longer connected to the House Democrats' campaigns operations. Weiss could focus more of her attention on the re-election, which is not a slam dunk. Former Oak Park Schools trustee Crystal Bailey hired former Senator Virgil Smith to help her in the Detroit portion of the district. According to the newly drawn maps, this could change everything. The fourth listed race, State Representative Robert Bazat in Howell, in a head-to-head against door-knocking machine Dominic Restuccia or the aggressive campaign of Jason Wolfert. Bazat would be number one or number two on the list. But instead, the anti-Bazat support is being split three ways. This may help the incumbent, regardless of how much support he lost from dropping out or from his messy divorce. Pretty interesting. Based on his previous service to Livingston County, he's only polling at 15%. Number fifth on the list, Republican State Representative Cam Cavett. Bad news for Cavett, question mark? Todd Smallenberg has been running against him for almost a year. The good news for Cavett, Smallenberg has been running against him for about a year. Cavett knows what's coming. He's been working for a year to insulate himself. This will be a big test of strength of the ultra Make America Great Again folks in northern Michigan. Whether voters will overlook Smallenberg's situation with regards to where he lives versus where he intends to live after he wins the election, I don't think it's going to be affected at all. Cam Cavett is going to be defeated on August 6th by Todd Smallenberg. That's why it's number five on their list. Democrat from Warren in the 13th District. Representative Mai Xing of Warren won the seat last year in a special election replacing the mayor. However, 44% of Warren, her stomping grounds, 33% Roseville, where former state representative Richard Steenland served in public office for three decades. She could very easily lose this seat. Number seven, another Republican, State Representative Josh Shriver. We've had him on the show before. He is the Christian state representative that during the State of the State address this year handed Gretchen Whitmer a Bible. She took it. Let's see if it has any impact on her. I doubt if she even opened it. Well, there's an aggressive challenge coming from Randy Levasseur, who has won elections before. Not in this district. Shriver's tenure in Lansing has given Levasseur a lot of material to work with. Reports are that the challenger has money and is working while the incumbent operates with little or no support from any organized PACs. In today's climate, that may work to Shriver's advantage. Shriver won the 22 primary against four other Republicans with 38% of the vote. Number eight on the list, another Republican, House Freedom Caucus member Matt Maddock. Maddock is feeling confident about his reelection against a longtime Milford official. Kevin Ziegler is hitting Maddock hard on relatively unresponsiveness to local government officials. Maddock is a rabble-rouser and still is a major influence in the Republican Party. The last two are Democrats. We'll get to those on the other side. Bond the Hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, U.S. Border Patrol agents recently arrested four people illegally crossing the Canada border near Michigan on a boat, that according to federal officials. On June 25th, agents from the Marysville Border Patrol Station spotted the boat landing on the U.S. shoreline of the St. Clair River after starting in Canadian waters. The boat's driver dropped off three passengers who got into a car waiting for them.